Riding the length of New Zealand on a Vespa scooter, it's not as arduous as an ultra marathon across the Kalahari Desert, but nor is it without its challenges. And it's all in a good cause, this. Motor Rally Aotearoa 2021 is on the move, and I think they've parked themselves in Sansom for morning tea. Perry Sansom, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Nice to talk to you. Funny you're in Sansom at the moment. We're not keeping you from having a coffee.
No, we've perfect timing. We've just pulled over. We came out of Tai Happy this morning, so we're just having breakfast here in Sansom.
How many?
Fergus Diner, I think.
Oh, sorry, I stopped you from giving the free plug. How many of you are there?
So in total, there's 16 of us, 13 scooters and a support van with a spare scooter and three in the van. So,
okay, good support. Yeah. Good fellowship, I imagine. This is for the Mental Health Foundation, isn't it?
Yeah, so we started doing this about 2019, and doing it for the Mental Health Foundation was a pretty simple decision for me, but then COVID, of course, came last year, so we had to delay it. But, yeah, we've been working with Sean Robinson and his team at Mental Health, and they're a pretty special bunch of people doing some very important work.
Whose bright idea was the trip originally?
Well, it was mine. I bought a new Vespa, and we're all on Vespas, and it's a superb machine. It is designed for city commuting and cobbled roads in Italy, and I'm really passionate about New Zealand and New Zealanders, and I wanted to ride around New Zealand, and I think the only way I could get it past my wife Prudence was if I did it for a really good cause. And that's kind of how it started.
It'd be fun, wouldn't it, all on the road together?
Oh, look, it's just been great. We've had such incredible support with people tooting horns as we fly past them. The team is great. We're all connected heavily, of course, now, but we're all connected quite loosely, and we're all, on this journey to get closer to the issue, have the conversation.
As you fly past them, you just said, on Vespas. How fast are your Vespas going?
So our Vespas, Jim, do the speed limit. But yes, these are 300s. They're the bigger Vespa. So they'll cruise along quite happily at 100 kilometres an hour.
Okay. And there is personal experience, I imagine, of mental health issues among you.
Yeah, I think, everybody who came on board connected really easily with the conversation. I think that everybody here has got their own reasons for doing it. David McLean, of course, CEO of Westpac's with us, and Westpac do a lot of work around mental health. They've got ambassadors with John Kirwan, or Sir John Kirwan, and Willie Appiata. They joined us for a day each, which was fabulous. But I think everybody's got their own story. For me, it was just a journey to get closer to it. I kind of felt ashamed that I really didn't know much about it at all. I've had staff work for me most of my life, and I think we're all touched by it. Statistically, I think it's 50% of New Zealanders in their lifetime will be close to this issue in some way or another.
Yeah.
But in the last 2 years of planning this, I think it's closer to 100% because everybody's got a story.
Everybody does. Hashtag, we all have mental health.
We all have mental health, Jim. And we're looking after our mental health by doing the trip.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. Yeah. Are donations coming in?
Yeah, so we wanted to raise $100,000, and the 14 of us were each responsible for getting to that target, and we got there a couple of weeks beforehand. Then we pushed it to 150, and the generosity has just been extraordinary. I mean, when Kiwis are asked to help, they really do help, and now I think we're pushing 190,000. So
wow.
By the time we get to Bluff, we could well be at 200.
Gee. So Wellington by end of day today, though?
Yes, Wellington to catch the ferry at 2:45. We're in Picton tonight.
Right. Do you have an idea of where the money will be spent? It's a fantastic amount to raise, Perry, but you'll be...
Yeah.
It's clear in your mind what it's going for?
Yeah, I think, the Mental Health Foundation... I'm not an expert in mental health. I really did this to sort of get engaged and to have the conversation. We know that, I was listening to Christopher Luxon the other day, the way that we fund mental health needs to be separated from what we do around physical health. The way the public funding of this issue just isn't working for us. Our stats are the worst probably in the first world or the developed world. In terms of the Mental Health Foundation, they provide a massive amount of resources to support people and organisations, and the money that we're raising goes towards, as an example, putting documentation or support information into schools.
Mm-hmm.
I chose it very carefully. They are an official charity of repute. It is a lot of money, and we're very grateful.
Yeah, great repute and a great idea and great fun. Lovely to talk to you. Stay safe on the road. Happy trails, etc.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much, Jim.
Perry Sansom, the Vespa riders in Sansom this morning, heading for the ferry.